I mentioned a couple weeks ago in one of my homilies that one of the reasons why I'm here as a priest and one of the things that I think is critically important is for the Catholic Church to be the voice of truth to our society, because our society is falling into darkness in so many ways. And I wanted to get a little more specific this week as to how darkness is spreading in our country. And I think it's important for us to realize that there is a battle going on in our world. And there are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of darkness, and there's the kingdom of light. And there's no middle ground. We're either on one side or another. And some people have a view of the world that says, well, everyone's just a nice person, and if we're generally good and nice to each other, they'll be nice to us, and we'll all live happily ever after. But that view of reality overlooks evil and its presence in the world. So I was reading the newspaper yesterday, the Columbus Dispatch, and they had an article once in a while when every couple days when I read the Dispatch, I just feel like I'm going to explode. But this is one of those moments yesterday. The article says the House okays Planned Parenthood defunding. The nearly party line, 241 to 187 vote, followed a no-holds-barred debate. Basically, I'm sure many of you have heard about the horrific things that have been uncovered about Planned Parenthood. There were videos splashed all over the internet, and we've seen other things come out of the abortion industry. We had Kermit Gosnell, about a year or so ago. And so we have all these horrific things coming out from Planned Parenthood. And I just think it's horrific to think that a modern, quote, civilized country like the United States could find itself in a situation where such horrific crimes are being perpetrated against the most innocent among us. And if this were truly a just society, things like that would be prosecuted. I mean, these are crimes that go well beyond your typical criminal. These are crimes against humanity. You know, you've had people convicted by international courts for crimes that weren't as bad as these. And so what should happen is these people should be prosecuted and they should be brought to justice. They should be at the very least thrown in jail. But we're not having a debate about that. And we're not having a debate about making what they're doing a crime. You know, profiting off the remains that are left over after their procedures. I mean, how horrific is that? But that's not the debate. The debate is simply a vote on whether to pool public funds. And we have in this article a Democrat quoted, Representative Tim Ryan, who voted against the measure, and he said he is extremely disappointed that congressional Republicans have yet again prioritized politics over governing. He's trying, as the people who voted against this measure are, to downplay this issue. We have a genocide and people's body parts being sold for profit, and they say that this isn't an issue for politics? What, they think it's more important to focus on solar panels or, you know, immigration or whatever they think is important, and that it's not important to protect the sanctity of life? If that's not an issue that politicians should pay attention to, I don't know what is. But what's going on here is you have 187 congressmen elected in the United States who are trying to put up a smokescreen in order to protect Planned Parenthood so they can continue to do what they do with public funds. So my first thought is, what is the motivation of these congressmen? Are they ignorant? Do they not understand what they're protecting? Or do they just lack the intelligence to realize what's going on? I don't think so. I think they know full well what they're doing. My brothers and sisters, what we're looking at here is the face of evil. This is evil. These are men and women who are exercising their free will to support something that is horrifically evil. Let's call a spade here. This is the kingdom of Satan. It is the kingdom of darkness. No other explanation is satisfactory. And these 187 congressmen were elected, and in some cases, re-elected by majority vote. Now, I don't expect this defunding to pass. I think it's going to get shot down by the president. But what this shows is that our political system has been corrupted by evil. And evil is running rampant, and it is practically unchecked in our society. And so the first thing that I want to draw to our attention is that evil is real. We are looking at it face to face. This is the kingdom of darkness. And we see that in our readings today. We see the first reading from the book of Wisdom, how they want to, the evil want to kill the just one rather than repent and change their ways. And we see Christ's prediction in the gospel of his own crucifixion that they're going to kill him. That's because there's a war going on between good and between evil. We see it in the scriptures, and we see it in our nation today. And so the church's responsibility is to be a light to the nations, to check the power of evil and the spread of evil, and to proclaim the truth. In this case, that every human life is sacred, it is precious, and we cannot allow this evil to continue in our nation. And so here in Bell Fountain, St. Patrick Church has to be the heart and soul of our community, proclaiming the truth. Because ultimately, to change a nation, you have to change one community at a time, and that's one soul, one heart at a time. And so if each parish is doing their job to proclaim the truth, then that's going to convert the society. So St. Patrick has that responsibility right here in Bell Fountain, Ohio. Second, we need to intercede for mercy. What we're doing here at Mass matters. This is not people just coming together to sing together and to hold hands and then leave. This is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that is presented to us for the salvation of the world. And we are before the throne of God Himself, and it is our job to intercede for our nation, for the conversion of hearts. And so we fall on our knees and we pray in reparation for the sins that have been committed, and for mercy upon the human race and upon our community here in Bell Fountain. We need to pray for the conversion of hearts. God does not want the sinner to die, but to turn to Him and repent. God does not want to send these people to hell for all eternity to punish them. That is not His goal. It is better if they turn back and repent and receive forgiveness. So we pray for the conversion of their hearts. And the Catholic Church offers incredible ministries of healing for all the victims of this industry of abortion. And what's needed first and foremost, above all things, is the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, so that these people, after they have a conversion of heart, can come into the Catholic Church and can hear the words of absolution. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So what we learned today is that evil is real. If we haven't realized it yet, we're staring it right in the face. But just as evil is real and the kingdom of darkness is real, so too is the kingdom of light and the grace and the power of prayer. That is real as well. And we are the light to the nations, and we have to proclaim that to our community here at St. Patrick in Bell Fountain and intercede for mercy on the human race and the conversion of souls. Ultimately, that our community and our country can once again be a nation of justice. And that'll come about one conversion at a time.